You're listening to Drive On Live with Jason Wilder.
And here we are on Drive On Live 89.5. It's time to talk about, you can hear the sea in the background of that song there. We're talking about something that's going on, a very nice event that's been happening in Growing, which is quite nice because it's in the title. Grow Boating Network evenings are happening here on the island. They're happening at different venues and they're sponsored by different people. And I'm joined in the studio now with Marika and with Zara. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, very nice to have you here. Now, let's talk about your company first and who is sponsoring the event, which is happening on Friday, which is the 1st of March. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Marika and I represent the Superyacht Services Guide, which covers the whole of Southeast Asia and the Pacific and Indian Ocean. And is literally, as it sounds, it's a services guide for visiting super yachts. So on Friday evening, we're co-sponsoring, along with the Speakeasy, wonderful Kathy Masson, the manager there. We're co-sponsoring the Grow Boating event that starts at about 5 p.m. And yeah, it's a great venue. There'll be light snacks and various beverages available. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's taking off already. And I think that obviously the boating community, yachting around this beautiful area of the world, is on the grow. So this is obviously how it is to help people connect. Now, let's talk a little bit about that and about how people can sort of go along. Because you've got the boat. What would you call this here, the guide? It is the guide, isn't it? So give us a little bit more description of this, because you've got the guide here.
Okay, the Superyacht Services Guide has to be, all content is captain or crew recommended services only. Okay, so the idea is it's a pickup guide that you can trust. So every service you call in there has been recommended and used by someone previously. It's trustworthy. Generally, we find about three printed guides are needed on each yacht, one for the captain, one for interior, and one for engineering department. And of course, we have a very up-to-date interactive website,
which you've got to have right now. I've got it up here, actually, Zara. If you give me just one second. The Ultimate Super Yacht Services Guide, and that is superyachtservicesguide.com, which is very easy to find, and we can post that up as well when we do our podcast of this interview. People can just click on that and get in, and it's quite right. Fruitful, isn't it? It's got loads of things going on there.
No, that's right. There's lots of newsletters and updates of what's going on around the world, not just in Thailand. Okay, this is an international publication, and we're looking to grow, and within the Southeast Asia area, because we obviously want to showcase Asia and prove to the super yachts out there, of which are around 5,000 in the world, that Thailand and Southeast Asia is a destination they can come to and have trustworthy work done to the boat, trustworthy facilities, international standards.
Excellent. Well, we've got it all covered, it seems. So we've got the guide in real copy, we've got the website. Now, Marika, if we pass over to you, and you can talk a little bit about other events, things that are going on Friday the 1st, where the Speakeasy at Royal Phuket Marina. Why should people be coming along? What's some of the other reasons, Marika?
Well, the main reason is to network and build the yachting industry together. That's what Grow Boating has been doing for a long time.
Yeah.
And we think it's very important, even though we need to do a lot of lobbying and build more infrastructure, more marinas, to change regulations in countries to make it easier for yachts to visit, especially for super yachts. We think it's important to focus on what's already here. So the people who are here, the yachts that have been coming here. And well, there are no reasons for super yachts not to come.
Yeah, it's like using people's experience and building the community, isn't it? This is the main thing.
That's what you do together. And I think for what Zara and I have been doing with the Super Yacht Services Guide is to focus on the services already available in Asia, to make them known around the world to all those 5,000 super yachts. to build trust, because these are recommended services and they have been used, and also to work together on sustainable development.
Fantastic. Well, it seems like this is also a thing to stop people who maybe don't have the knowledge or experience coming here to hook up with these events, with Grow Boating Networking, because then it stops them from making those simple mistakes that can be made so often. Yeah, you've already done a lot of the work to make sure that they don't have to deal with all these kind of horrors that
they might. That's true. But it's not something we can do alone. That's why we need the industry and the networking events. And also we would like invite captains and crew to give us their recommendations. Where have they been? Maybe they have used a fantastic hairdresser in the Philippines. Or
brilliant. So it's not just about where you can buy a nice sort of pump for your generators or something like this for engines. It's actually like really nice tips for
anything, people, anything that you need to run a super yacht. That can go from very technical stuff to
to the hairdressers, stuff, yeah.
Flowers.
All essential. Hey, what a captain that I used to be on a ship with, and he used to say when we're coming into dock, you go, okay, no matter what happens, guys, just make sure you look cool. It's like, so these are tips that people need. So this is a great event for you guys, because that's just like you're getting everyone into one place and you can promote that. Now, another thing that you were saying as well, which is close to your heart, which is a project which is happening and has just had a little bit of bad news. Tell us about the Vega. You've got news here.
Yeah, that's the historical sailing vessel Vega. They have been going to the east of Indonesia to remote islands and to support them with education and teaching materials, to train midwives and healthcare, and help them with plastic waste management solutions.
Big news right now.
Yeah, they're for sure, because those islands get washed up in plastic.
I just posted last week, actually, the terrible video with the bottles. It's just a river full. You can't even see the water anymore. It's literally just bottles flowing through, and it's just disgusting, isn't
it? It's disgusting, and it's a big topic. And it's also something, coming back to the superyachts, that superyachts now start asking us about, and specifically Zara has been doing work, is when they come here, they say, what can we do? And how can we help? And can we go out and clean beaches and do stuff like that? So that's
nice.
an interesting development.
Probably promoting another business that desalinators are essential rather than just buying plastic bottles and taking them out to sea.
These kind
of things that people maybe don't think about. They're sort of like they just got into a routine where they don't think about that, and then it's like, come on, you've got to get plastic free.
Yeah. But we got sidetracked with the plastic issue.
Yeah. sorry. So going back, because Vega is a vessel doing charity work.
Yes, but they had a disaster happening to them last month when they hauled out, which means they went out of the water to do maintenance work. The yacht fell over and it completely flooded, and it means the people running it, Shane and Maggie, they lost all their possessions, also some of the materials that they're bringing to Indonesia every year. And It's a big problem, and it would almost ruin their charity work.
Yeah,
so they need help.
So you're encouraging. How can people help who are listening now or who are coming to the event?
They need support, and I think there's two topics. One is financial support that they need for them to be able to continue their deliveries this year to Indonesia. Obviously not on the vessel Vega, but they can find other ways, fly containers or find other ways of distributing materials. And the second thing is financial support, but also support in kind from the marine industry to get Vega up and running again. For instance, electrical equipment or other stuff that's broken. So if the industry is willing to help them, then they could.
Looking for donations,
supporting crime, financial, or even assistance in rebuilding.
And is there a website for people to do this, to get involved?
Well, it's www.sailvega.com.
Okay.
That's the main website. And at the event at Grow Boating, we will also be there. And if people are interested, we'll
take in touch.
Yeah,
Zoe, you look like you're wanting to chomp in as well, yeah?
Yeah. No, I really, I mean, the sailing yacht Vega has been a long time, you know, we've supported each other. Super Yacht Services Guide has supported Vega for a while. So this is a project very dear to us, and really anybody that can help with some kind of humanitarian support is, you know, you're doing good. You're doing something for the community out there that has nothing. So please, as Marika says, on Friday evening at Royal Phuket Marina Speakeasy, come and see us and we can give you more information on how to support Sailing Yacht Vega.
Brilliant. So you'll have something set up there for people to get involved straight away. That's great. So this is going on. Just a reminder now for people who may be listening and want to go to the event. It is the Grow Boating Networking Evening happening at the fabulous, super stylish Speakeasy, which is run by Kathy. She's super cool. She's doing great work there. Goes with the lifestyle of yachting and boaties, and it's on Royal Phuket Marina from 5 o'clock. Now, ladies, anything more you want to say to invite everyone to come down?
We hope you all come along and enjoy a great evening. As Jason says, it's a great venue. And we're there, light snacks, beverages. Come in and join the fun. We look forward to seeing you.
Excellent, Marika.
Yeah, hope to see you there. 5 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, it sounds really cool, and I think it's a really good thing you're doing. Obviously, boats and yachting, the lifestyle and everything is on the grow, and people need recommending things, and this is what you're asking as well. Any captains or crew out there who have great recommendations, you could get yourself into the next one of the Super Yacht Services Guide, which is to the Pacific, Asia and the Middle East. It looks like a great book and a great thing that you're doing, guys. So have a great evening. Grow boating on Friday the 1st.
Thank you,
Jason.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.